Tell them it's all for the broken. 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 Tell them it's all for the broken. Yeah. It's all for the broken. Yeah. It's all for the broken. Yeah. It's all for the broken.
Well, well, well. Welcome again. Welcome again. We're back after a long hiatus off of the boards. We're back here with Healing Broken Souls. Amen. We got my dear friend John with us, and I'm going to let the two ladies introduce themselves today. So y'all going to tell the world who he is.
It is Taisha.
And it's Jeria.
Amen. So what we're going to be doing, you know, it's been a while since we recorded one of these, and life challenges has gotten in the way on a lot of things. And, you know, so today we're just going to just really, really talk. This first one's going to be about life challenges and how things have been with everybody and what's going on.
Yep. You know, for many of us, we go through things everyday life. We think we have plans made and everything. Then all of a sudden, life happens and a monkey wrench gets thrown in there and everything goes chaos.
Absolutely. I don't know about you, but this week has been a week for living. All right. Look, if I could have did like the groundhog and went in, put my head under the ground and not come back out, I would have did that. But, you know, even with the life challenges that I faced this week, I realized that you still got to move. Mm-hmm. And you just can't stay stuck in your here and now.
The world won't stop for nobody.
It really won't. Why would you say the world won't stop for nobody?
Just because when things do happen, it's not like it's just going to stop and let you grieve or let you get through what you want to get through. Things are still going to keep coming. Bills, jobs.
Well, not only that, the world, you know, they want us to stop everything in our world to meet their needs in their world.
Yeah, it's kind of hard when you're responsible for everything and everybody.
Yes.
You know, and you look up and then you say, okay, who's taking care of me?
What about me? Yes.
You know, parents experience that all the time. You know, you have parents going to work and then, you know, they got to get the kids going from school
to work.
Extracurricular activity. Yep. All these different things. And then the next thing you know,
cook dinner.
you go home, cook dinner. You look at the laundry. And it's like, wow, it's piling up pretty deep. You know, and everything
that's
else.
That's my life.
And then it's like, you know, you're trying to figure out how to do all that and at the same time try to keep your own sense
of sanity,
yes.
So let me ask each one of you a question, and you know, you can put it in your own way. What's a challenge that, well, you don't have to mention a challenge, but how did you feel when you were going through your situation or your circumstance that became so problematic, let's put it that way, because we don't want to make it so dire, but it is a dire situation in some instance. Who wants to go first?
I will. Mm-hmm. I think I just have to literally just take a step back. I have to breathe. I have to tell myself, okay, we're going to get through this. Mm-hmm. It's just another day.
Yeah, it's just another day.
But we will get through this. And really take time for yourself, you know, after going to work, taking care of the kids, running everybody to work and to practice and games and everything and getting your housework done. You got to take a step back, you know. What did Pastor tell me last week? You have to relax your mind. Mm-hmm. You have to wind down. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah, wind down. And that's important. Okay, John or...
I feel like I am almost the opposite. I have a toddler at home, so I'm always on the move, but I'm trying to take in.
And so is the toddler.
Yeah, and I'm trying to take in every second. Mm-hmm. She's my one and only, you know, so when I need to do housework, do this, do that, that can wait for a second. I need some one-on-one time with you, and I need to be okay with that also. I can't be Wonder Woman and strong in my head also, you know. Mm-hmm. Sometimes things just gonna have to wait a second.
Okay, and that's a true fact.
I be trying to be Wonder Woman.
I try to be Batman, you know, because I know I can't be
Superman.
I just
want to try to get it all done and still have time for myself. And, you know, I still try to make that time for my significant other because that's hard as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep. Well, being a pastor, and Benny, you can identify with this, and also working in the mental health field, when they know you have that combination of practice and understanding and everything, everybody just comes right in and just sits down and interrupts your day. And I'm not complaining about it because that's what we're called to do and everything. But it's like, you know, just as you're getting done with that one, somebody else walks in. Mm-hmm. And then somebody, the needs are always there for all the different people that, that come in. Mm-hmm. And so,
thank God, you know, for Pastor Benny.
Yeah, exactly. You know, but, you know, speaking as a pastor, some people think that just being a pastor is just getting up and saying a sermon on Sunday morning and doing a Bible study here and maybe do one or two counseling things, but it goes so, so much deeper. And so just being able to put yourself in a time frame to where you can do things at your pace and not be interrupted.
You know, one of the things that, you know, this week that just passed by, and then I'm going to give something that, that can help a lot of people really, really find that moment where they can just take a oosah moment, mm-hmm. you know, and really get themselves together. But I had this lady, first patient of the day on Monday, I walk into the office and, you know, I'm feeling good. And I said, come on back. And, you know, my name's Benny. We're going to help you out today. You know, so what are we here for? And she just said, don't you know? Don't you know why we're here? Ain't it in the computer? And I said, okay, Benny, don't say nothing. You know, just breathe, son. Just breathe. I said, well, we'd like to get the information from you, you know, your personal perspective. Well, I see you not into this today. I said, whoa, because you done just crossed all kind of lines, sister. I'm going to tell you what Benny Powell want to tell you, not pastor.
And this is where God makes you the lion that's in the Daniel's den and shut your mouth.
Oh, no. God had to come all the way from heaven.
That's what I'm saying. He's still holding it shut.
And shut my. I'm the therapist now. Now I need counseling, okay?
And then my number is.
Yeah. And so I'm sitting there and I'm like, whoa. I don't even know you, lady. You've been in my office 2 whole minutes. And I'm looking at the clock, too. And I said, you know what? Maybe you're right. Maybe this is not for us today. She said, no, not for you. I said, come on, Benny. Just bag the train up. I said, well, you know, you can always speak to another therapist. Well, I guess I'll do that.
I guess you will then.
Thank you. Have a nice day, right? My supervisor comes in 5 minutes later. I just got a phone call about a patient that said you kicked them out of your office.
Wait a minute.
I said, whoa. I've been counseling for 20 years and ain't never had nobody say that. So it goes back to how do you regroup when something so off the wall and so untrue comes your way or a situation shows up and you're like, now what?
You gotta guide them back into reality, you know. I've had people do something similar to that. And it's like, well, don't you know type thing? And it's like, well, you know, even if I do know, that may not be what's on your heart today. Tell me what's on your heart and what you want to talk about.
No, I wasn't thinking that.
You know, well, I know, but that's what you have to do is you have to.
It's so hard.
After you take, yes, it is.
The hardest thing.
You take that breath to regroup so that, first of all, you know, if you're like me, you know, I have one of these quick tempers that, you know, it takes me so far up to get it. But man, once you get it, you might as well look out because Mount Vesuvius is going to go all over. But the thing is, if you know yourself well enough.
Well, you know, when you find yourself in a situation like that, and you guys tell me if I'm wrong, you really have to look on the inside and say, okay, is it me or is it them? And when you find out it's not you,
yeah,
you got to do something different. Okay, mm-hmm. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, and sometimes it could be the person or the situation. It could be the words that they use. Mm-hmm. But sometimes your words don't come out the way you really expect them to come out.
Mm-hmm. It's a tone with me. You know, it's how you say it. You know, don't speak at me. Speak to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the body language, too, that goes along with it.
Mm-hmm. You know, I work on that at work. Mm-hmm. You know, I work in a healthcare situation. And so my body language is everything.
Yeah. But the one thing about it is that people, even the most professional people, don't realize that they lose control of their body language and their tones at times. You know, tone does matter.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Yes,
it's not
it does.
What you say, is how you say it.
Yep.
Okay. Even if you know that you come home and you don't regroup from a bad situation, you say, "Hey, honey, how was your day? How was your day?" Really? I'm just going to go in the car and I'm going to sleep in the truck, you know?
You talk about the body language and everything. Mm-hmm. You know, I can have great composure and everything, but I have a tall tale sign that I'm hot under the collar because my face turns beet red.
Yeah.
And I'm one of those guys where the red just goes poof. And I can't hide it, you know? And it's like, oh, what's going on with you?
But I guess being black, you don't turn beet red. So we can hide that.
It's our facial expression, especially, I think, as a woman, my face tells it all the time.
Okay, so we've gotten to the point where we know there's a problem, right?
Yes.
So let me introduce something that I think is very therapeutic and spiritual at the same time. It's called being hooked and unhooked.
Okay.
And if you've been working with me in counseling, this has come up, okay? Unhooking from your negative emotions and moving toward a more positive way of thinking. So you've heard this before.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you have to do what we call being grounded, okay? So, you know, and the best way to do that is that you sit kind of erect in a chair or get relaxed in the chair, put your hands on your knees, close your eyes and ground your feet like into the floor and let all the tension flow down into the floor. And you just grasp one sound in the room. It could be a fan. It could be the TV, or it could be the dog barking, or whatever you got in that room. And you just sit there for a few minutes and then taking deep breaths and just releasing all that tension. Now,
I know some people that they will take their shoes off,
mm-hmm.
and if they have a carpet underneath, they will use their toes and grab at it, and it's sort of like a self-soothing type thing.
Yeah, and then once you get to that point, then you can say, okay, what are my negative emotions? What am I feeling that's unhealthy for me right now? And then once you find that, then you can go to the other side. What can I replace it with? And then you can find a way of doing things. Another quick meditation thing is to pick up your hand, just like with your hand in front of your face, and just rub your fingers along each one of your inners and outers of your finger, and you feel the sensation of it. And you keep doing that with your eyes closed as you sit as well. And each one of these little tools can help a person calm down, regroup, or whatever you want to do. But it helps you pull back from the situation that became so unmanageable. You can do it in a car. You can do it at work in your chair. You can do it if you're riding a subway, a bus, you know, so long as you can get yourself regrouped.
So let me ask a question. You know, how do you do so, like you being a counselor, mm-hmm. how do you do it when you've had that first initial thing where that woman comes in and does what she did to you?
Mm-hmm.
The next time she comes in,
well,
or if you're connected with that person on an ongoing basis, how do you overcome that moment to be able to say, you know, I'm not going to let this moment interfere with the future moments that we have?
Well, I think one of the best things you have to do, and this is what I teach a lot of people also, is to ask yourself, what's the benefit of me saying or doing what I'm about to do? Okay, what's the benefit of me losing control? What's the benefit of me losing potentially my job or the respect that I've garnered for so long?
But isn't it a natural response? I mean, you see that person, you look on the list, and there that person is, and it's like, oh, Lord,
yeah,
not this one again. I'm not ready for it today.
You have to realize that we're all emotional creatures, and we have our base emotions, you know, love, anger, jealousy, whatever the case may be. But if you practice these tools and you practice what we call emotional regulation on a consistent and steady basis, and we're going to talk a little bit more about this as we go into the other episodes, I think that's one thing, you know, like with anger, nobody really teaches people how to handle anger. You know, when you're young, you the mother says or the father says, stop, don't do that. But they never tell you why, you know. So you have
They do. They say, I said so.
Well, you know, even now, that's not good enough. Even as adults, you know, people go on their jobs and somebody said, well, do this. And they said, why? And they said, because I said so, because I'm the supervisor. And some people say, well, that don't mean nothing to me. You know, people are more and more aggressive now. We live in a very aggressive world. So you have to really work yourself without trying to work somebody else.
Yes.
I think that's the main focus. Work yourself without trying to work somebody else.
You know, one of the things that you brought out is important to restate again is we have to be the ones in control.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be the ones to set the tone. Even if the person comes in who is out of control, you know, for those of us who've been in the mental health field, we've been told that if a person's escalated up here, we keep the lower voice here. We keep it that way the whole time. And eventually it will bring it back down to where we are. So we have that ability to help people out to relax by us being consistent with our breathing, us consistent with, you know, I'm not going to let this bother me because right now this person is in crisis. And when I say crisis, it's not necessarily that they're in danger of anything. The crisis is they are out of control and they're looking for a way to regain their reality.
And realizing as we get ready to close this episode, realize that your response triggers other people's responses.
Yes.
Okay. And if you're in any type of leadership, the first thing they tell you is don't lose control. Don't lose control of your people. Don't lose control of your group or whatever the case is. But if you have never, ever, ever, ever taken control of you, then there's going to be a problem. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what we're saying today is that no matter the situation that comes up, you know, remember that you're only responsible for you. Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You're only responsible for you and you controlling your emotions, because beyond contrary belief, don't nobody make you mad. You choose to get mad.
You choose to be mad. Yep.
You know, it's a choice.
It's a choice. I think we had a great conversation today, and I hope somebody has gotten something that can help them. Again, you know, we're here to help heal things, not break things. Amen.
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 Yep.
All right. Signing off.
Look around. We need hope. Dark world, we need hope. Broke world, we need hope. We all need hope, need hope, need hope. Look around, we need hope. Broke world, we need hope. We all need hope. But tell them it's all for the broken. 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 Tell them it's all for the broken.
Yeah.
It's all for the broken.
Yeah.
It's all for the broken.
Yeah.
It's all for the broken. Boy, look around, we need hope. No question about it. Can't get around the whole world.